Hello everyone, this is Dan Soloway, and I'm glad you're here with me today. I want to explain the new format that I'm using and see how this works for you. Every Saturday afternoon, Central Standard Time at 11 o'clock, I help the More Mito Company, which used to be Fox Legacy, do an educational program on these really powerful new supplements. There's only two or three if you include the products for your animals, which are phenomenal products in themselves. But it's a new delivery system that allows things to get into the mitochondria. These products are getting results, whether it's a rejuvenate gel that you put on your face, and if you have joint problems or anything like that, you use it and you'll be amazed at how well it works. Or the restore product that delivers 44 different things right into the cell because of this XDS technology. Well, the results have been so phenomenal over the years I've been working with them. I've really focused what I've done in helping them. Now, after we do a show on Saturday from 11 to noon, there's a 30-minute break. And then from 12:30 Central Standard Time to about 1:10, 1:15, I've done an educational consulting session. Well, the reason I say it's a consulting session is I'll open up with 10, 15 minutes about a certain subject, whether we're talking about diabetes, heart disease, just one thing after another. And then I'll let people ask me questions. Usually the questions are along that line, but not always. They can go in any direction people want them to go. And I will be able to draw on all this information of all these experts that I've interviewed over the long career that I've had, and all the books that I've read, and all the experience I've had from people using things that I've recommended. And so it's sometimes there's some other things I want to add to the product. There is another product line that I may start talking about in the future that is extremely powerful as well, but it's very expensive. This one is reasonably priced, and yet it will change the life of so many people out there. So what I'm going to do from now on, or at least for a few months, we'll see how this works, is you're going to hear this opening each time, and then there's going to be a little break, a little commercial break, short one, and then you're going to hear the consulting session that we do, and then from there, there'll be a break, and then you can hear some of the interviews that Roger Hill has collected that are along the same line of whatever the subject is for that week. That's the basic format. So if you don't want to hear the interviews and just want to hear the consulting session, you know how this is laid out. But I think the interviews are fantastic and very valuable to understand because they're really miracles in this field, like something I've never seen before. And it's all because of this new delivery system, this XDS technology that Dr. Elliott has patented and has a way of getting things right into the mitochondria. It's truly amazing, folks. And if you listen to this, you'll find out why it's so extraordinary when you hear people talking about the results they're getting. So we'll be right back, folks. Hang on, and you get to participate. And if you want to join the company, it costs nothing to join the company. You just go to MoreMito, MoreMito.com/RadioDan. It tells you there how to join. You can call them if you have any questions. And you don't have to buy anything. But if you do buy something, that tells you how to buy it, what's in the product. Like if you look at Restore, there's 44 different things in there. It costs you $600, $700, $800 to buy all that individually. And yet, because of the way this delivery system, they don't have to use very much, and yet they get more results than if you use thousands of milligrams. So I almost feel like it's a public service. It really is. And it's so phenomenal. It's helping so many people. So check it out and share this with your friends and family, because it can make a difference in their life. They may not be telling you what's going on with them, but there may be something that's right down their line that could really turn their life around. So we want all the people that we know to live a long, healthy, and happy life. So we'll be right back. Going to take a quick, short break. Regular listeners of the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. We've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com.
A tremendous individual. He's led an incredible life, and he's here now to share that experience with us. So, Dr. Dan, the call is all yours. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Dale. Thank you very much. There's so many things, so many different ways that the gut can become inflamed and can become a problem. Inside the lining of your gut, if you're not already aware of it, it's like a shag carpet. There's little bitty projections that the food, the nutrients, when they're being broken down, has more surface area to be absorbed. But some people, like sometimes in Crohn's disease and some other irritable bowel type problems, that would just get flattened out. That increase little projection, that shag carpet-like effect inside the lining of the gut, makes the gut many times bigger in its ability to absorb than just the length of the tube. And so that becomes a problem. Now, generally speaking, one of the things that causes problems for the gut is fungus and parasites. As I've told you on calls before, in Europe, they deworm their people, just like they deworm their dogs. But we don't think about that here. That people are thinking about it now, like there's that dog dewormer that people were using on cancer and getting great results. There's a guy that, a couple of people here that really, veterinarian saved the guy's life. Well, you don't think about parasites inside you, but Hewlett-Clark showed us many years ago that inside tumors, a big percentage of parasites. And I think it was MD Anderson also found that. So there are things that deworm the body. Black walnut is one of the things, but there's many things that help do that. Oregano oil, P73 and stuff. And we have things in Restore that help do that. Olive leaf, flaxseed oil, very powerful in that. In olive oil, to a lesser degree, the olive leaf is more powerful in that regard. But fungus overgrowth. Normally, you're supposed to have 3.5 to 4 pounds of good bacteria in your gut. And they expect there's going to be 0.5 pound of fungus and bad bacteria. In our society, we get the reverse. One thing is the fluoride water and chlorine water that we drink kills that. Good bacteria. Probiotics and the other bacteria are really two different species, because probiotics or flora can utilize oxygen, but oxygen is deadly and to the bad bacteria. So it's the bad bacteria evolved long before the oxygen levels on the earth got to the level that it is. And so they can't handle too much oxygen. So it's two different worlds. The bad bacteria is a major cause of the problems within the gut. Fungus and bad bacteria. If you have an overgrowth of fungus, they call it FIBO, F-I-B-O, fungus infectious by, body overgrowth. But the other one that is used is the systemic, that SIBO is bacteria overgrowth. Systemic infectious bacteria overgrowth. I don't know why B is in the FIBO one, but anyway, they can test for that. They do some pretty amazing tests. They can take your fecal matter, just a little bit of fecal matter, and they can do a DNA profile of everything that's in your gut. But the good bacteria and bad bacteria, the good bacteria changes really quickly, and this really surprised me when I found this out. What you eat right now, if they took DNA of all the different flora, good bacteria in your gut, and they said, okay, we got 400 different ones here, or really thousands, but let's say 400 different ones. This one is up high. This one's down low. This one's about where it should be. This one's low. This one's real high. Okay, an hour later after you eat, those will change places, depending on what you eat. I would have thought it would take days, weeks to change the profile of the bacteria. Well, each one of those bacteria has an influence on you. It puts peptides out that stimulate your brain to feel different ways. It stimulates through the vagus nerve, probably, and your joints, your heart. They're taking people that are really sick down in Florida and that have cancer, have heart disease, have different things. They can't absorb nutrients and are given colonics of good bacteria into their colon so it can populate that way because it will never get through their gut and through the small intestines into their colon where it needs to be. But and with doing that, they're getting great, great effects. They're turning around a lot of different things. Well, I said this one a number of times if you've been listening to it. To give you an example how powerful probiotics are, I keep saying probiotics. Probiotics is what you take, but it's flora when it's in the gut. Okay, how powerful flora is a research study done many years ago. I read it, I think, in Scientific America probably 8 or 10 years ago, and I was just blown away by it. When you're young and even older, probably one of the strongest urges in human nature is mating. There's people that kill themselves over being in love with somebody and are in a jealousy and stuff. I mean, men and women to the same degree can be as dumb as two rams beating their heads together. Well, they took fruit flies, split it. So let's say they took 100 fruit flies, put 50 over here and 50 over there, put them in two different cages. The ones on one side, they marked their wings so they could recognize them. They fed them a little different mixture of food, banana maybe, and a few other things that fruit flies like, maybe raisins. Over here, they put other kinds of things, applesauce and other things they like. Well, that difference in food changed the profile of the bacteria inside the lining of the fruit fly. So then they let them mix together. The females would only mate with the men or the male fruit flies that ate the same food that they ate. They realized that the flora was causing the release of pheromones that was telling the fruit flies, this group belongs to us. That group is not. And then they gave the fruit flies antibiotics, destroying the flora within the gut, and they would mate with anyone. I always used to say that's where the free love movement of the hippies came from, because antibiotics had become very popular in the 50s and 60s. So I don't know. But people, we all eat the same food. It used to be people sort of ate within their ethnic groups. Okay, the only reason I'm telling you this is that's how powerful the influence of the flora in your gut is. If it can determine a lot of who you're sexually attracted to Think what else it's doing for you. Changing your mood, your health, maybe your ability to think, your joint inflammation, your the likelihood of getting dementia or Alzheimer's or not getting it, heart disease, all these different things can start in the gut. So we have to learn how to take care of the gut. A lot of people have low, different levels of irritable bowel. Over the years, they've eaten badly, they've eaten fast food, they've been under too much stress, which is very hard on the gut. They don't drink enough water. They drink other things that aren't good for the gut, you know, sodas and things of that sort, and or alcohol, and they don't hydrate enough. And that hydration is really important if you want things to move through. So they end up causing irritation, and you can become allergic to things that you weren't allergic to when you were younger. Once the immune system is irritated by something and attacks it, then it marks it. And then now you have an allergy to something you didn't have before. You can end up with leaky gut. And leaky gut means between those little fingers that I talked about, the shag carpet inside, that opens that up a little bit where things get in to the into the blood that aren't supposed to get in. And now your immune system is inflamed and is attacking all that. They have a product. Well, we have two things in Restore. The PEA, and I'm trying to remember the other thing I saw in there, that helps seal up the, oh, we have butyric acid, tributyric acid. That is produced when the good bacteria eats fiber. It's also when MCT oil, coconut oil, as part of the keto diet, when the body helps produce that, but it also helps protect you against colon cancer and other colon problems. So Dr. Elliott very intelligently put that in there. The olive leaf and the black seed and olive oil, also very, very good for the gut, very anti-inflammatory. There's a product called GlutaShield, GlutaShield. It's doing something that I thought was totally unique. It has, L-glutamine is one thing you always take if you're concerned about the gut. But you don't take a lot of it. You want to take less than 5 grams, so 4 grams. This company is doing something I wouldn't have thought of doing. They're putting inocysteine glucosamine, which you normally take for your joints. But the doctor friend of mine that introduced me to this product said it heals up the gut. It heals the lining really well. Has a little licorice root in it. And aloe vera. Aloe vera is very good for the gut, but you don't want to take aloe vera, the whole leaf. Georgia aloe vera gets rid of, in the whole leaf, there's some things in there that are irritating the gut. Unless you're constipated, it helps you go to the bathroom. If you're constipated, you can take magnesium oxide, and it will relax the lining of the gut. It won't be good for the heart or for the brain or the joints like other forms of magnesium. But it is relaxing. And then there's one called MAGA-O with oxygen bound to the magnesium that helps kill the fungus in the gut and the bacteria. And it also, one lady that was on medicine told me years ago that she was listening to my radio show, and she introduced me to that product, and she said that that was the only thing that allowed her to go to the bathroom. So there's plenty of things that are called colon cleanses that stimulate the movement of the intestines. You can get very good ones. One by Green Valley, Colon Ultra Cleanse is a good one. So is Body Dynamics. They have very good ones. But there's a new company. Now, here's something that's very important. Your pancreas and your gallbladder. If you've had your gallbladder removed, I don't know why doctors don't tell people this anymore. It used to be part of the protocol that if you had a gallbladder removed, you tell the people to take ox bile and pancreatic enzymes. Bile dissolves the fats. Without that, you can't do, you can't break down the fats. And yet I've talked to people that had the gallbladder out, they said, well, I never heard that before. I go, golly, why? Why would the doctor not tell you to do that? Well, anyway, the, back a few years back when they used to think a low-fat diet was the healthiest way to go, they caused a lot of gallbladder surgery because without enough good fats, the the tubes within the gallbladder dry out. And then things get stuck there and you get gallstones. You need the lubrication of that. We're giving some of that lubrication to you in the Restore. You can get take more olive oil and more salmon, and eat salmon or take fish oil. And that will help, and so will avocados. All that will help. Those are good oils. Bad oils will cause inflammation to the gut. I've said that so many different times that I'll say them again. Peanut oil, soy oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, which, as I said before, surprised me, and canola oil, all very inflammatory. Bring on heart disease, bring on dementia, and very inflammatory to your gut. Good oils are coconut oil, butter, very good for your gut. That it helps create that butyric acid. And then MCT oil from coconut oil, a little bit of that. A lot of olive oil. I like to pour it all over my salmon with some Bragg's vinegar. Very, very good. Now, there's other really good oils, macadamia oils, a little walnut oil is good. There's a number of different oils. My stepson, he was a cook for a couple different restaurants. He was amazed how good walnut oil was for cooking. I just happened to have it around the house for my own use. Mastzymes. Enzymes are so important that the pancreas puts out, certain ones are designed to break down proteins, protease and a few others. And then there's ones that break down fat, lipase. Then there's ones that break down carbohydrates. Then there's ones that break down the shell around, like broccoli and cauliflower and some things, that cellulase that breaks that down. But there's a lot of different little sugars that people are not aware of, besides the xylitol and all that. And there's a lot of different things that requires different kinds of enzymes. If you're lacking the enzyme, your body's not producing it, then you can end up with a food allergy that once you take that enzyme, now the body breaks it down to the size that it can handle it and the immune system doesn't attack it, the allergy can go away. The Biooptimizer, Bioptimizers, has one I just started playing with called Mastzymes. I'm really impressed with it. And they also have the fantastic magnesium breakthrough. But they have you take a lot more magnesium than I normally would tell people. They want you to take two of their tablets three times a day, maybe four at starting out. But it gives you all the different forms of magnesium. I'm real impressed with it, those magnesium. So those are great adjuncts to what we're doing with Ultramodern Restore. Some of you are going to get all you need just from the Restore itself. You might gradually increase it a little bit more, and then you may have all you need from that. There's a new probiotic that Roger Hill and I both, I found and I sent it to Roger, and we're both looking at it. It sounds really good. We're both trying it, and it's not really probiotics. It's a little different. You can listen to it on YouTube or on Facebook. It's called Your Body. Y-O-U-R, and then B-I-O-T-I-C-S. But you need that. Now, there's different fibers out there. I used to always recommend Renew Life, triple fiber. I'm going to sum it up real quick here. Yep. Some of the fibers are can irritate your gut. Some people have trouble with psyllium. Roger loves psyllium. He thinks it's the greatest thing ever. Some people get too much gas from it and irritable. But you'll find new ones that say low FODMAP, low FODMAP relief fiber. You can look up FODMAP. This is a diet designed for people that have irritable bowel. It's foods you can eat that won't irritate your intestines. Become aware of that. But some of those foods are not low carb. And low carb is one of the main secrets of a healthy gut. The book Life Without Bread turned around Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, just four or five, three other of the bowel problems, all just by putting people on a low carb diet. Because the mucus lining dries out when you eat too much sugar and starch. And that, I'm talking from the mouth to the anus. So when you start eating more protein and cut way back on the carbohydrates, that mucus lining rebuilds, and it protects the stomach from ulcers. It protects the intestines and things move through. We need mucus. It's our protection. That's why the stomach acid doesn't eat your stomach. It's the mucus that stops it. Okay, let's go ahead and open this up, Dale.
Fantastic. Listen, everybody, hit star 5. It raises your hand. You can ask a question of Dr. Dan. And this has just been an incredible information session, Dr. Dan. I think we're going to get some great questions. First, we've got Bill Critchfield's hand up. So let's hear from Bill. Bill, do you have a question?
Well, actually, I wanted to add something about magnesium because I got off magnesium for about 4 months. And my blood pressure went up by 30 points. Yep. So I looked up a company online called Organics, and they sell 7 of the magnesiums in one capsule for $33.95, which I thought was fantastic. And my blood pressure came down 30 points.
Yeah, magnesium, what happens, folks, the reason that's so important, magnesium works with your adrenal gland. Magnesium, certain forms of magnesium, especially magnesium malate, some of the others, relax the lining of the muscle of the arteries. If you're deficient in magnesium, and they say 80% of us are, that it will cause the blood vessels to constrict. Also, being dehydrated will cause the blood vessels to restrict. So hydration, drink a little water, 6-8 ounces about every 30 minutes or an hour is also fantastic for blood pressure. But that magnesium helps calm the adrenal glands. I like to take magnesium before I go to bed as well as when I get up in the morning. But I take one that also has, I'm just counting that, 9 forms of magnesium. And it's that magnesium breakthrough by Bio-Optimism. And the reason it's important, like taurinate magnesium works with the heart. Bisglycinate and glycinate get into the cells really well. It's real small reading. I don't see this. The theanate's not on here, but theanate actually builds the little ends of the neurons in the brain. It goes through the brain, relaxes the brain, and helps rebuild the brain. So there's different forms of magnesium chelated with different amino acids that take it to different areas of the body. Malate is known to relax the muscles. And there's also a magnesium oil now that if you have cramps going on in your calves or your thighs and stuff, you rub that in, and in a few minutes that just relaxes muscles really quick. Yeah, I thank you for bringing that up, Bill. You are right. Magnesium is so important. It's going to lower the stress levels. And I'd rather see you take too much magnesium, which it won't hurt you to take too much, except it may make you sleepy. People think calcium is important. Calcium is important, but most people get enough calcium, but they do not get enough magnesium. It's not easy to absorb. People can take just the old form of magnesium and get very little out of it and take it for years. So it took them a while to figure out. They have to bind it with these amino acids to get the body to take it on. Another thing, as you get older, more than likely your hydrochloric acid goes down in your stomach. There may be a few that it goes up. It can burn, and it still be hydrochloric acid. The reason it's burning is too much sugar and starches is one of the reasons. And your lining of your stomach and your esophagus is lacking this mucus coating to protect it. And so when you go on that low-carb diet, like in the book Life Without Bread, and all of a sudden that rebuilds, that goes away. But to digest your food, you need hydrochloric acid. You can do it a couple different ways. You can do apple cider vinegar, take a tablespoon, put in about 6 ounces of water, and drink it with your meal or before your meal. It's a good thing to drink with your vitamin. You do that 2 or 3 times a day. Or you can take betaine HCL with pepsin and bitters. Dr. Best puts out a good one. And that helps with the digestion. But I tell you what's happened, folks. Years ago, the man I studied with got my PhD when I first met him. He had a way of testing the different areas of the body. And he takes your saliva and your urine, and it goes through this, all these frequencies and different things. And he said, out of 840 people, you're the only person I've ever tested that didn't have any malabsorption. Well, I was taking some pretty powerful nutritional products at the time. It ended up, though, I had two minor operations that I considered minor. They're, you walk out of the place a day or a few hours later. That's why I consider minor. You know, I was knocked out. I don't like taking antibiotics because I know what it'll do for the gut. But I know they loaded me up with antibiotics when they had me under. And I live a very sharp downhill off of MacArthur Avenue here in Oklahoma City. And 8 years ago, 10 years ago, we had just one rainstorm after another. It kept flooding my garage. I got a black mold infection. And I solved that with a special type of oil. But then I got a bacterial mold infection, and so I had pneumonia. I was dying of that pneumonia. I went to the emergency room. My stepson made me go, and they gave me the treatment. They gave me the antibiotics. But my gut has not been what it used to be. It blew up from those antibiotics. Well, they say it takes about a year and a half of taking different probiotics to get it things back to normal. I found it's not that easy. You need to eat a lot of fermented food. You need to take the best probiotics. This company that does urobiotics claims most of the ones out there are useless. But eating kimchi and some of these other things, true sauerkraut. When you look at the back of a sauerkraut and it says vinegar, that's sort of artificial sauerkraut. Real sauerkraut, they just put distilled water, sometimes add sea salt, and let it ferment. And it makes its own vinegar, type of vinegar taste. That is a probiotic heavy sauerkraut. And then some people, you have to find good yogurt. Some people, yogurts aren't always on that food map list. And I do think looking up food map, FODMAP, can be very helpful. It's a fairly new thing in my industry. But it's a good thing to be familiar with and familiarize yourself with it. I'm learning more on it. Does anyone else have a question? I mean, I can rattle on and on, but does anyone else have a question? We may call this.
If you have a question, hit star 5. It'll raise your hand. And you can ask Dr. Dan any other question. I see one from Donna. Helen, go ahead.
Yes. Hi. My question is about using MCT powder. Is that powder?
Well, I don't know why you just wouldn't use MCT oil. It doesn't have a taste to it. It's a very thin oil. It comes from coconut oil, but it's the one that raises the metabolism. Bodybuilders use MCT oil when they're eating no carbs at all, but they and the body can use it for energy, but it won't have any effect like a carbohydrate would on their blood sugar. So yeah, you can use MCT powder, but all they've done is take an MCT powder and take something like tapioca powder and blend it together, let it soak it up, and then they sell you the powder. Buy MCT powder, MCT oil, and don't do too much of it all the time. Teaspoon maybe once in the morning and once in the evening. Because if you do too much starting off, especially, you can get diarrhea from it. And it's not a bad thing, but it loosens you up probably more than you want to be. So a little bit is great. It's really good for you. I put olive oil and a little MCT oil over my spinach and salmon. And then I add mustard and some seasoning, and I blend all that together.
Okay. Well, I bought some yesterday, and I haven't opened it yet, so maybe I'll take it back and get the oil.
Okay. You can do it either way. I mean, it won't hurt you. It's just sometimes it's sort of, I don't know.
I was going to use it in my coffee.
Well, they made it so they can add it to protein powder. You know, they can't just add an oil in there. So they soak it up in the tapioca, is what one person told me. Not dry powder form of that. And then they can blend it in with whey protein and the different proteins, and you can see a little MCT oil. But you're getting a lot more for your money and probably a lot better absorption if you just go straight to the oil.
Okay, thank you very much.
That is fantastic. Thank you, Helen. We've got another question, Dr. Dan. It's from Edgar in Arkansas. Edgar, are you there?
Hey, Edgar.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, first off, I heard that guy say his wife would look a lot better. I wonder if it would make your ex-wife look a lot better.
I don't know if there's any solution for that. I hope my ex,
we're
my
moving. Ex, we're I moving. I've got so many jokes, okay. I can't even say them.
I know. We all do.
Anyway, the real question is: I have a friend that has Crohn's, spells I mean bad, and then I mentioned to him that I think I have something that might help him, and he kind of looked at me like I'm. You know, from Mars or something. So maybe I can get a little session with Dr. Dan or somebody three-way or something.
Well, that's possible. Yeah. Let me inside the Restore product is PEA. A friend of mine that I did shows with for a number of years, I was mentioning this product, GlutaShield, that my friend Dr. Rothwell here in Oklahoma City introduced me to. And he said, well, PEA, he says, is the best thing for leaky gut. And he was one of the heads of one of the largest CBD companies. And they did a lot of research. And I said, well, we have that in the Restore product. We also have the butyric acid, the triburic acid that is known to be one of the best things. That's why you take MCT oil. Is to get the butyric acid, had to say that. So yes, it would be very good for his gut. But he may have to build up, or he may need to take a few things on the side, because taking a whole lot of Restore for some people is too stimulating, and some people it relaxes them. Their body starts. They just want to sleep and recover, and then after a few days of doing that. They're really going well. Some people, it wakes them up, and I said, just take it in the morning, start off slow, and build up to it. And so we'll find different responses to it. But there's so many things in there that Dr. Elliott's done that are healthy for the gut that it's a foundation product to start with, and then see how you're doing, and then build on to that if you need more. But I think everyone can benefit from really good enzymes, and probably hydrochloric acid. Magnesium is essential since our society is so deficient in magnesium. And it doesn't hurt to do a total body cleanse about every 6 months to help clean the parasites and things out of the body.
I need that right now. But anyway, so. Recommended the enzymes. I had a friend way back before I even heard of you guys. I mean, a long time ago. I told him to get on some enzymes and hydrochloric, you know, acid and everything else. And I hadn't heard from him in years. And then all of a sudden, a friend of mine ran onto him and asked if they knew me. The son is doing real well with his Crohn's, so, you know, that makes sense, the enzymes, and then the Restore would be a big plus. So,
oh, Restore.
Anyway.
Yeah, folks, I assume by most of you coming on here, you already know how powerful Restore is. So if I'm not talking about 24/7, it's my first thing that I do for people. In fact, I had a lady I did nutritional counseling for this week, and the doctors can't figure out exactly what's going on. She had what appeared to be heart problems, but they can't find anything wrong, and some things wrong with her mind. I looked over a medical report and I said, I hate to tell you, until you get your brain scans and everything else, I can't see anything either. But I can tell you, if you take the More Model Restore and a couple other things I recommended for it, I said, I don't know what's going on. I just know that this may take care of it, may give your body what it needs to take care of it. And she had a little bit of a blood sugar, a little bit over the beginning stages of diabetes, I think. And so she could have had some blood sugar drop, severe drops, the way the blood sugar bounces up and down with people doing that, that could have caused her to faint and some other problems that was going on. And so this will also help with that. But the folks, I really want you to realize a low-carb diet, keto or a long protein power by the Eases or Dr. Atkins, those diets might solve your problems. Because, and there's, we always talk about eating all these vegetables. Some vegetables are irritating to some people. They say, well, it's a vegetable. Not, it doesn't always work that way. There's been people that went on those meat diets and done real well because there's something in the GMOs, the contamination, the way they've bred vegetables, the lack of nutrients in, are just because their ancestry genetics doesn't work well with that particular vegetable. So find out what you're allergic to. Or what food intolerance. Allergies and intolerances are considered two different things, but both are important. To find out what you're allergic to or have intolerance for can go a long ways of making you healthier. Okay, we have one more. I hope that answered your question, Edgar, but I need to ask Blair Lynn. Blair, what's
Hello.
The question for me?
Can you hear me?
Can
yes. you hear me?
Is it Lynn or Blair is your last
Lynn.
Name?
It's Lynn. It's Lynn Blair. I have a question. Well, first of all, I want to make a comment because it's all male-sided and about this making your wife look better. You know, I was wondering if it also would attract a partner to you.
If it's what?
It's a joke.
I think it will, Lynn. I think it will. Listen, one thing I pointed out, as soon as he said that, our sales line exploded with new orders, but the women are buying twice the rate as men. Twice as many women are buying it. That's
I went and took some right away. I do have a question.
That's right.
I do have.
I'm going to tell you guys something I think is pretty funny. Inside our product is Maka.
Pardon me?
Are you all familiar with Maka, M-A-C-A? It's in the Restore product. My cousins, he has a beautiful wife. He always does. A friend of mine said, next lifetime, he wants to be my cousin. But anyway, but he, him and his third wife, when they first got married, there was a lot of fighting, things weren't getting along well. And I didn't know if it was going to last or not. And she was talking about Maka, and I said, well, they told me down at the health food center that the Inca Gold form of Maka is the one that really works well. She got that, and I was having dinner with them about a month later, some restaurant, and she said, you know, I don't know what it is about that. That really, I really like that. I like the way I feel. He said, my cousin said, oh, really? He said, I was about ready to throw you to the curb. Now I can live with you. Well, that Maka balances out the hormones. And so it works for men and women. So when we feel a little bit more libido and a balancing and stress can lower your libido. And so when you lower the stress, things look more appealing. You get a little bit more aroused. So there's a lot of things in there that can all of a sudden make your spouse look more interesting because you're a happier person.
Well, I do have a question. I have a question. I didn't have a good Friday the 13th because I went to the endodontist or however you pronounce it, and he told me that I had to have a tooth pulled. and I wasn't happy, but the Mormito did keep me from strangling him, but it was like, so is there anything that you could suggest, because it is, it's got a cap on it, and it is an anchor tooth to my back partials, so I'm very upset about it, especially financially, too.
Well, I'm having a little problem, folks. There's a motorboat right outside. I don't know what they're doing out there, but they keep turning on and off. And I'm trying to hear that well. And I live on a lake. I have a lake in my backyard. And but I do pay a price for it sometimes. Okay. Now, you have a cap in the back of your mouth that has come loose?
No. I have a cap tooth that is an anchor tooth to a back partial. And I've heard, and he told me yesterday, the dentist did, that the tooth is infected and that I need to have it pulled, like ASAP.
Better pull it.
And I was, huh?
No, I would like to tell you, just take this, put a little regular oil on, put this, and it'll be okay. No, you better pull it. Because when you have an infected tooth, that infection is going right into your blood. And now what they can do is they can open it up, put a little antibiotic in it. I know I just told you don't take antibiotics, but you, the times you do, you put an antibiotic in it, and then they put a cap back over, or they drill through it, they pack it with antibiotics, and then they you know, fill it and make it look like a regular tooth. But you have to, an oral surgeon would do that. I had it done. I had a bacteria, and I tried everything under the sun to get it to go down, and I couldn't get to the bone. I had a little swelling coming out on my left jaw, like a little finger sticking out. And they opened up the tooth, packed it with antibiotic, sealed it up, and within a couple of weeks, everything was fine. That is all back to normal. That's an option. But what I don't want you to do is live with that infection. But my friend Cass Ingram died from that recently. And he's one of the smartest people in this industry. He read about 31, 32 books. And I think he thought it could solve it. His gum infection with his oregano oil and stuff, and it didn't solve it. I don't know if antibiotics would have solved it either. But it's a direct line into your blood when you have a bad gums or a tooth infection. So,
well, another thing, every tooth in your mouth is related to different body parts.
Yeah, I know.
There was a story that one of my clients was a dental hygienist, and she had cancer in after the surgery. They couldn't get rid of the infection in the breast, and so she told me which tooth it was, and I looked on my chart, and it matched up perfectly. So luckily she had a smart doctor that recommended going to the dentist.
There's so many things like that, folks, that the way the body reflexes throughout the rest of the body, giving us messages, like urology, where they look at the pupil, and they found this when an owl was shot down, and the like in 1880 or something like this, these guys pick up this owl that someone had shot, and they saw a hole open up on its iris where its wing had been broken. After that, as that wing healed, that hole closed back up. So
yep.
Then they started doing research. When I had someone read my irises, they said, oh, your right hip hurt you. I said, yeah, I hurt that in football. And they were hitting places just right, and I went, wow, that's amazing. But it works like that throughout the body. That's why acupuncture is so effective in reflexology. So does your teeth. Your teeth reflect things. They say the ear is basically the fetus turned upside down. I look at these people with quarters size earrings going through their earlobe.
I know.
And like, you know, that's supposed to be your brain. But anyway, but they're functioning, I guess. So maybe. But folks, I could get into some. I just went to a healing center down in Duran, Oklahoma. Amazing. And all they're doing is they're putting out these frequencies, and you just lay in this geo-gravity chair for an hour to 4 hours, depending on how much you want to pay. It's wonderful. And there's people with cancer that walk out of there without The tumors are disappearing, but they stay in there for 8 hours, sometimes 2 or 3 days, often, you know, to keep coming back for 2 or 3 days. So there's so much out there. I just don't want to get too esoteric for you. And we have one of the most phenomenal things I've ever seen in this whole industry, and that's in the Automotive Restore and the Rejuvenate Gel. Well, it's done me a lot of work. It's turned things around for me many times. In fact, my low back, I just realized it was sore earlier. I put it on this morning. It's not bothering me now.
We have a gal that opened up a center with some different energy machines in there.
I think it's probably the same one. Those are opening up all over.
So I'm going to check with her, too, first.
What?
I'm going to check with her to see if there's anything that she can do energy-wise.
What she'll have is like four screens, TV screens that have these different things running on them, and four across that, and they're sending out ions that are meeting in the middle of the room. And then some places have 24 screens. There's one that's going to, instead of driving 2.5 hours, there's one that's opening up here in Oklahoma City in April that I'm looking forward to trying. But it's pretty damn amazing. I had a great day the next day and a pretty good day that day. And still doing good. You can tell a difference. Clarity, a real peacefulness and stuff. Well, folks, we're going to call it a day, I believe. I think we're done, Dale, don't you think? Thank you.
Yep, a phenomenal call.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mitral Restore product, just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremitral.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it, and call this phone number. 509-593-3300. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com. danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com.
Joanne, after your update yesterday with the doctor, you're on cloud 9. Tell me about it.
I am. I came here from California. In the end of 2021, I had congestive heart failure. At that time, my heart was functioning at 20%. 3 months ago, I saw my cardiologist, and my functioning had gone up to 35. And that's about the time that I started the Restore. Yesterday, I saw my cardiologist, and the echocardiogram showed that my heart has increased to 60%, and he said, I'm in the normal range now.
That is so excellent.
Now, I did put in a recording a couple months ago to you about my kidneys. And the doctor had me on a diuretic, and my kidney function went from 40 back down to 20. It's now back up to 40, and he took me off of the diuretic, which was hurting my kidney. So I feel real good. My health has improved significantly.
Wow, Joanne, I'm so happy for you.
So I'm hoping for more miracles to happen to me.
Yes.
One other thing, the Rejuvenate, I take that instead of Preparation H, and it's wonderful. Yes. I don't have constipation anymore, but when I was having it really bad, I started using the Rejuvenate, and it took away the pain and the itch almost instantaneously. Plus, there's one other thing, too, and I don't sleep that great, but if I take my Restore at night, I will sleep 5.5 hours before I have to get up to go to the bathroom. If I don't take it, I'm awake every 2 hours until morning to go to the bathroom. So it's helped my bladder significantly, too.
Good for you.
I woke up and I was wide awake, and I got up and I cleaned. And then I went back to sleep.
Right. It really does help you generally get things done, you know? So,
yeah, okay. I feel a whole lot better, really. My sleep time is between 6.5 to 8 hours.
So it sounds like you being able to use the Restore to get your sleep has made a significant difference for you.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that, Joanne.
You're quite welcome.
Well, we were talking today about fibrosis. I get on the elliptical, I go for about 20 minutes, no oxygen. I have everything right there, but I put the pulse meter to read my oxygen level. On my finger, I have my phone there, so it's creating a graph for me. So the thing I noticed is that my oxygen level went down to 77.
Okay.
But I didn't feel it.
Normally, how would you have felt?
Oh, man, I couldn't do nothing. At 70, no, dude, I'm struggling. At 77, I got to find some place to sit down.
Okay.
In the low 80s, I got to find some place. I'm sweating at that point.
Bevan formulated this to give you better, more efficient oxygen utilization.
That could be.
You follow what I'm saying? So it could be some of all of the above.
Right. But my reading for the graph I took, it would have been the same thing. A month ago. The only difference was I was on the elliptical riding while the thing was on 77.
But the key to this thing, measurements aside, is you know how you were feeling.
Yes.
Right? And have you ever tried that before, even using the oxygen?
What? Just on the elliptical?
Yeah.
No, man.
Like,
no.
You knew better.
I wasn't going there. I tried once before with my oxygen on, but it was too challenging.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. We're not through yet.
Oh, yeah. I know. But, you know, like I said, we were just having this conversation, and I was trying to understand. Well, look, you say the fibrosis. Once you have fibrosis, the lung is done.
No, we're not done. You still, what are you, even 2 weeks in yet?
No, man. I'm just done my first week Monday.
Okay. So, we don't know yet. I believe that most of your improvement is ahead of you, actually.
Oh, you're right, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't totally turn around mitochondria and cells in those 6 days, 5 or 6 days. What you're benefiting from like I've been saying, is that there's that signaling that causes what you have now to immediately turn up. But the next step is, let's grow some more mitochondria. Let's make your cellular population and your mitochondria population healthy as you get rid of the ones, you know, that can't be upgraded, the ones that have to be put at the cellular level up. Now you're going to start getting healthier, so you're going to see it in your function. You're going to see it in your strength. That's why I asked you earlier, did you feel any stronger? But by the time you were walking up weight, it was obvious that you were stronger.
Yeah. And that's the thing I probably noticed more than anything. My cardio, my endurance.
Mm.
When I got off, I cut the machine off and restarted it. As soon as I got off the elliptical, and it took me roughly 5 minutes to go from high 70s to recover. The numbers go back up in the mid 90s. But the thing was, I felt fine the whole time.
All right. So we're learning something together right now about this, because we never had anybody who actually put instruments to it. We were just relying on how people told us they were feeling. But we got a little bit more science to it now, thanks to you using that meter.
I just wanted to get it out to you, bro. I'm in my office now. I'm on the bike this morning. You enjoy your day, man.
All right. You too.
Okay, let's make sure we really understood what Franklin was telling us. A little bit of the backstory. Franklin was a super fit Marine. He rode in 100-mile bike races. And because of some contaminant he got into, we speculate, while he was on the job, he gets this fibrosis and starts shutting his lungs down to the point that Franklin had to walk around with one of those portable oxygen machines like you see advertised on television. He's got a daughter that's an extraordinary athlete. He couldn't go for a walk with his wife and daughter. He had to turn around and go back home. And then the day after Randy gave him that product, he gets on it. They find him out cleaning up the garage, picking up weights and walking to the back, you know, for his daughter to work out with. He couldn't have thought about doing that. He couldn't have thought about getting on that elliptical. He does. Goes 20 minutes, you heard him say. He tried to do that with his oxygen machine and couldn't do it. So let's extrapolate out of that experience what it might mean for you. Most of us are walking around who are not on our technology yet, right, not getting that level of oxygen utilization. And you don't have fibrosis, and you don't have all these other conditions. But is your brain working as well as it could? If we don't get that oxygen in, what's the mitochondria going to do? And as you grow mitochondria, you need more oxygen. So you heard him say that he's basically getting the same readings all the way down in the 70s. I don't know what you know about oxygen level. Let me tell you this. But when you go to the doctor and they check you out, they want that oxygen level to be 90 or above. Talking to brother Cater Bay down in Memphis the other day, he's working with a similar condition, 93 to 96. Until he exerts, and then his body falls out of it. Okay? But again, you don't have to be in that severe situation. You're going to lose some performance. You're going to drop some things here and there just because you don't have the oxygen to do it with. What you're hearing is that we do have the technology to turn that around. We do have the technology to turn that up. Imagine what that means to you going forward.
Thank you, folks. I'll talk to you again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.